the Driller Stadium downtown, or now it's known as One Oak Stadium. One Oak Stadium. Back again about Sutton, brought back to throw out the first pitch. Here's a man who went to prison. They had to take his name off the stadium. But did they feel he had done enough? He'd already paid his debt to society, and so we bring him back and honor him by letting him throw out the first pitch.
Chuck Lampson did that. I didn't have anything to do with that. He did donate money to, as I've told the county commissioners, when we took the name off of the stadium, I said, you know, he gave us all he could give us. I feel like that we took something from him, so we should thank him some way.
Okay.
Now, that was my feelings, of course. I have no grudges against Mr. Sutton.
When Sutton's name was taken off, then it became Tulsa County.
It was Tulsa County Stadium from 1983 through 1989, and then it became Driller Stadium from 1990 until 2009.
And that's when it opened downtown and became One Oak Stadium.
That's right.
You've attended a few games downtown, have you?
Never have.
Really?
I've been to the stadium one time. It just my timing, and I'm now a city councilor in Savalpa. I travel a lot for the Shrine. I'm a Shriner.
Tell them what you do for the Shriners.
I drive kids to the hospital. As a matter of fact, the Shriners have 22 hospitals. I take the kids to the hospital in Shreveport. In Galveston, we got a hospital. In Houston, we got a hospital. Chicago, we got a hospital. St. Louis, we got a hospital. We've got some of the best doctors in the orthopedic field there is. And as you well know, the Shriners is a free ride for anybody. And I basically donate my time. And at this temple here, which is ACDAR, we have six vans. I take one of them and take the kids. I normally make at least two trips a month.
Well, see some sad cases then, don't you?
Well, you see, these kids that do have problems. I mean, orthopedic problems in most of them. But they're so happy and they're so thankful that they don't think they have any problems. They think they're all right. Because you do this out of kindness of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody says, what do you do to get paid for that? When I go to the hospital, and I always remember the first time I went to a hospital was Shreveport, and I took a little boy to that hospital. He had never walked before, and I watched him take his first step. I started crying. Tears started rolling out my eyes, and he pulled on the side of my britches, and he said, you'll be all right. That was my payday. I go to St. Louis, and I go to Shreveport, and I go to Galveston, I go to Houston. But I'm getting up to 82 years old, and I drive by myself and take them, and normally we'll take the child and the guardian. The last time I went to Shreveport, which was last week, I took four kids and four parents down.
And their various ailments that
Most all of them that go to Shreveport is orthopedic, bones or some deformed legs or whatever. The last kid that I took down, he was 17. Been going since he was two. We furnish them all the bracing and everything.
But as much as they have their problems, you draw strength from them,
don't you? Absolutely.
Right.
Everybody say, how long does it take you to go from here to Shreveport? And it just says how many times these kids have to stop because they all like McDonald's and they all like CC's Pizza. And so they got you running every which way. And I like kids, so I enjoy it.
Yeah, that's great.